At City Hall, Mayor Kathy Sheehan took the wraps off the Capital City Fund at the Community Foundation of the Greater Capital Region.
Many cities throughout the country have learned that doing this by setting up a separate 501c3, a charitable outlet for us to be able to collect charitable donations from the broader community to support these types of very important programs in our city has been incredibly successful. And so we reached out to the Community Loan Fund of the Greater Capital Region. Karen Billowith and the entire staff there has been amazing in helping us to get this set up, and we are very happy today to announce that we are formally launching the Capital City Fund to support arts, education, and cultural programs here in the Capital City.
The private, not-for-profit fund will be overseen by the Community Foundation of the Greater Capital Region. Awards will be made by a committee of four, including Albany historian and former Assemblyman Jack McEnany.
These things are not always, they can't always be paid with standard taxpayers' dollars. So the fund is set up where businesses and individuals contribute to it. It goes from celebrations and patriotism and cultural events and educational. There's a whole series of things that once you do a budget in a tight year, you take a look at some of them, and they're not supported the way they should be. So the Capital Cities Fund is going to address that.
The initial $23,000 grant from the fund was awarded to the Joint Veterans Committee, which sponsors Albany's Veterans and Memorial Day parades. Again, Mayor Sheehan.
When we announced the budget, we had indicated that that was the amount that city taxpayers had been spending in our city budget for these important events. And it is great that through private fundraising, we've been able to raise those funds. But the fund is open as of today. People can make contributions to the fund. The charitable foundation is set up. The fund is up and running. And thanks to an initial anonymous donation, it currently has $80,000 that we will be using to provide grants this year and into the future to important arts organizations, educational programs, and cultural programs here in our city.
The deadline for applications for the initial round of funding is May 30th. There's more info at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.